you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly. Weekdays, 10 to 4 p.m. Tune in to what's hot in the professionals' world with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here, Principal Broadcasting, and today my guest is Suzanne. You're going to have to help me with this last name.
Sure, it's Antal Prieti.
Prieti, yes. Okay, fantastic. I thought I had that right. I just wasn't sure.
My husband's fault. He's Italian.
Yeah, I'm dating an Italian now, too, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Suzanne, why don't you start off by just telling us a little bit about your business, what it is that you do, what services you provide?
Sure. So I have a company called Wellness Wisdom. It's a small private practice. It's a combination of healing and coaching techniques and therapies that I use to help people really try to, you know, find the right way to either improve health, less stress, sometimes, you know, career change, transformation, that kind of thing. But primarily, my clients are usually a couple of types where they're looking to either feel a lot better, either mentally, emotionally, or even spiritually. And then those who are really struggling with like a healing condition. So I have a couple of different things that I use, different types of techniques. And what I've found in the last years is that when you use a couple of different therapies together, they're a lot more effective than alone.
Right. So not just using, let's just say, the life coaching, but maybe using.
Yes. So I found that with life coaching, I found out pretty quickly that a lot of people really have really great intentions in changing their habits and things like that.
Right.
But there were always something holding them back after a few weeks. And so that led me into understanding that some of the blocks were also based on health issues, and that could also be like emotional health or physical health, or just a lot of people are run down, and so they really want to change, but a lot of times they needed to kind of have something else happen before that change or that habit change had occurred.
Now, have you, in your experience, have you noticed maybe people suffering from a loss of a loved one, maybe that was the straw that broke the camel's back, and now they're just stuck in a rut?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question that you just asked me. Yes, I have had quite a few people who are dealing with grief issues, and loss could be, you know, of course, sadly from death or even a divorce or loss of job. So a lot of those grief issues, yes, do come up, and in a variety of different ages as well. So it's not just the assumption that it's someone older.
Right.
Sometimes I've had very young people dealing with very big losses. So, yeah, I do actually help people with that.
Now, what's the age range that you most find yourself helping? Are these young people, middle-aged, the elderly? What's your general clientele?
Okay, so that's really another interesting change has happened. You know, initially I was getting a lot of, I would say the age group was, let's say, around maybe between like 35 to 60.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, and again, some of these were parents, they started sending in their young children, I actually had someone who was 7 years old. He was a dancer, so he needed some feet work. but, you know, right now it's shifted over to the millennial group. So I see a lot of 20s and early 30s now as well. So there's two primary groups that seem to be coming in, and those are, like I said, the millennials. And then I have I do have men come in as well, but, you know, I would say the split is around 60% women and 40% men. And so that age group tends to be 45 and up.
Ah, now with the millennials, since we have a lot of millennial listeners, what issues do you find facing that particular age group?
Well, that's another great question, and I've come away with the biggest issue I see personally is anxiety, and they don't use the word really stress. A lot of the younger people that I see right away when I ask them what is happening or what is your biggest challenge or why you here is, and even just today, the issue was anxiety. And
right.
a lot of this anxiety is not even normal anxiety. Like, you know, we all have a level of anxiety at
right.
some point. But this is anxiety that is holding them back from a variety of things. It could be health issues as well, but certainly, graduating from high school or college, a lot of it's related to our culture right now.
Right.
And the demands that are put on young people and also the sense of overwhelm, like, where do I start? So I would say anxiety is the number one issue. But on the flip side of that, mm-hmm. What I found also is that they tend to really be very open to self-care and to finding ways to manage their lives better. And they're very open to different therapies. So it's really, so for
right.
me, it's really like a wonderful thing when a younger person comes
like an empty
really
canvas
to be with.
Yeah, kind of like an empty canvas. You could just kind of, paint what you will and help them out with their issues. Now, do you know, we talked about anxiety and stress. I mean, is there a stark difference between the two? I know with the anxiety, I mean, there are some physical things that happen to a person, like whether you're sweating or you get heart palpitations, literally that stone that stops someone from walking in a room or walking into a job interview. But is there a difference between the two?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, from my perspective, from what I see and also my own experience with, variety of stress, I mean, stress is normal.
Right.
And to some level, there is shades of anxiety and stress. But the anxiety that and the stress, the two ends of that, if you have a lot of stress and it's continual and it's chronic, that's where that goes wrong. And how that turns out is very much more in the mindset of a lot of people. You know, we've been hearing about stress for the last 40, 50 years and what it does to the body, the mind, everything.
Right.
The anxiety where it becomes really bad is where it's like someone's stepping on your heart and you're not able to move forward. And
right.
it could actually cripple you because you end up having, some people end up having panic attacks. And that, is a specific reaction. Sometimes your heartbeat is really beating very fast. You almost think that you're having a heart attack. And some people end up having anxiety about driving, getting on an airplane, a lot of different anxieties. So
right.
there's, on both sides of those topics, of those conditions,
mm-hmm.
There is sort of a normal anxiety. I mean, you you can feel that even if you travel a lot, for example, as flight is a good one for most people. We don't really like getting on an airplane, but we'll,
right.
tend to deal with that versus someone who really has deep issues with anxiety. So I think the difference is that a lot of us can accommodate a higher threshold, I think, with certain stresses, and we just plow through that, which of itself is not really great, but we can do that. But when you have anxiety, I think that really can really stop you from being the best person that you can be.
Right. Now, how long has it been that you've been in business doing this?
Well, formerly, I started Wellness Wisdom in late 2007 as primarily a coaching platform, and so I was blending life and wellness coaching together, and I added, I also have a background in holistic health and then psychology, so I kind of kept adding different therapies for the last few years, and then when I moved back to Connecticut, I had an opportunity to join forces with a colleague and friend of mine to open up a little studio. And so I started using, I wanted to kind of start off with the coaching, but I needed door openers, and I call them door openers, like gateways that people kind of feel comfortable with. And
right.
so massage therapy was one of them. So to answer your question, formerly 2007 is when Wellness Wisdom became, a big part of my life. And
so about a decade now, huh?
Yeah. And then, I have at least, I would say, 25 years on and off in holistic practices.
Now, you offer your services specifically in what area of the country?
Well, I'm in Fairfield County in
okay.
Connecticut, Norwalk, mm-hmm. Connecticut. The healing studio is there. And then I also, I have clients that, I work with, on the phone and Skype. You know, I'm pretty much available. It depends on, you know, again, what type of work I'm doing, you know, coaching and some other types of therapies I could do, you know, online, but certainly, you know, others have to be like in, in the studio with me.
All right. Well, Suzanne, we've actually come to the end of our, 8 minute segment here. And in closing though, give us some information. Where can people find you? Do you have a Facebook?
Yes, I have a Facebook, and that's Wellness Wisdom Mind Body.
Okay.
And then my my website is wellnesswisdominspires.com, and my I don't know if you need my phone number, but
I wouldn't give that out.
Okay. All right. And then you know, I am in Norwalk, Connecticut, which is Fairfield County, very close to New York City and Westchester.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Suzanne, thank you so much for coming on, and we really appreciate the information and insight you gave us into your business.
Okay, well, thank you, John. I really appreciate being on.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.